parachutist to be coordinated with them. So, but the little guy that comes in, like Rick might come in, he may not be talking to Dover. But the big concern is the question right here at the table was the large aircraft, the jet. So hopefully that's a minimal concern. One concern that I would bring to the table is a lot of us, when I say a lot of us, me and they include me, are used to coming across midfield and joining the downwind, which I found in the land to be a dangerous thing when I was doing single engine work and I saw parachutists flying all over my all over my left side there. So,
listening to you.
Yeah, I was. But it was a similar situation, like Rick said, they were falling out of the sky. And so anyway, with that said, anything else, Jim?
They jump in Dover. I've seen them jump in Dover Air Base, so this Air Force is up on our side.
I think we all agree it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's just we need to make sure we do it safely for the pilots and for the parachutists. Anything else, Jim? Anybody else? Anything on the airport policies? Number 11, minimum or 11A, minimum standards.
Minimum standards. All right. The only thing left to do prior to insurance, and I'll get to insurance in a second here, but there's some specific standards for the different kinds of operators that we need to discuss. And I don't see any reason we can't wrap that part up tonight and stay on the schedule that we discussed last month.
For people that weren't here last month, can you go over the schedule?
This month, we'll wrap up the individual minimum standards. My original proposal was to take next month for the county staff, the legal advisors, the county administrator, finance director, insurance people to sit down and look at what we're doing now, look at what protections the county thinks it needs, and come up with a proposal on kind of a unified position from the county on insurance, and then come back in May and review that with the committee. Talking to Todd, I think we can be ready for a normal meeting in April. Doing that, we don't need to take the whole 2 months to do that. So we will share everything we have with the committee once we have it, which will probably be the week prior to the next meeting if you have one in April. So.
Your schedule last month said no meeting in April. Was that?
Well, it wouldn't be any need to have a meeting to talk about minimum standards. You could still have a meeting, but I would recommend, since Todd's willing, that he can push the county staff for me. We can get this done in time to push the schedule up a month. And
I just want to keep the ball rolling.
So right now you're considering having a meeting in April now. Is that correct?
Let's wait till the end of this meeting.
Okay.
The only thing that I do ask Susan is between now and the end of the meeting, what's the fourth Wednesday, the date?
25th.
The reason I say that is because I'd already planned something for that evening next month. So, I'll just continue and finish by saying that if we do decide to have a meeting, I probably won't be here, but maybe you could push out by email what the proposals.
Well, it's up to the committee. I mean, I put that extra month in there, so we could do our thing, but we're going to have our thing done in time for another meeting. So,
because you don't want to meet in July and August,
That would get you done for a summer, normal summer break, while we put the whole thing out to the public and do that. So, but we can go through that. Like I said, the only things that are left are, other than insurance, is the basic minimum standards. And again, these are minimum standards that we should require of an aeronautical business operating on county property here at the airport. And the purpose of minimum standards, as we said, is to protect the public against unsafe, unqualified